The following is a selection from the Certification Zone audio presentation on routing principles. After logging in, paid subscribers can listen to the complete presentation. You can become a Certification Zone subscriber at www.certificationzone.com/join.
Performance over those that forward in general purpose computer chips. What are routers anyway? Sales information and the trade press have thoroughly confused the terminology for devices that relay frames and packets inside networks. To try to bring some clarity to the issue, let's do away with the terms router and switch. Instead, we have relays that operate at different layers. A relay accepts a protocol data unit, PDU, associated with its layer on incoming interfaces, and either drops the PDU or forwards it out one or more outgoing interfaces. Pure routers are network layer relays. Pure bridges, LAN switches, are data link layer relays. At any given layer, relaying has two parts. Path determination, in which the map of the network is, in effect, examined for best paths. The relay may learn of a potential route from several sources and choose the route it considers best. Path determination creates a routing information base, RIB. On Cisco routers, you display the RIB with the show IP route command. The second part of relaying is forwarding, in which PDUs move from one router or switch port to another in microseconds or nanoseconds. Layer 3 relays use a forwarding information base, FIB, to look up the destination and find the outgoing interfaces. You can display FIBs with various show, root, cache commands specific to the switching mode in use. To make any of these forwarding decisions, a relay must first have an association between destination information in the PDU of the layer at which it makes decisions and information about the appropriate outgoing interface. The process of learning these associations is path determination. In bridges and LAN switches, path determination involves the spanning tree protocol, VLAN protocols, and source routing. In routers, path determination involves static and dynamic routing, as well as the up-down state of hardware interfaces. Path determination is the subject of this audio presentation on routing principles. The forwarding aspect of routing will be discussed in part 2 of this series. Populating the routing table, RIB. The RIB installation task. The task that builds the main routing table, the RIB, usually has several sources of information. How did you do? Let's see. Question 1. What are the key functions of any network relay, whether that device is called a router or a switch? The correct answer is C, determining paths at an appropriate layer and forwarding the units of data at that layer and the layers below it. A relay, which is a term from OSI, is a device or software function with at least two interfaces. It receives PDUs on one interface and de-encapsulates them until it has the information on which it will make forwarding decisions. Routers receive bits, form frames, and extract network PDUs from the data link PDUs. After examining network layer information, they internally forward network PDUs to an outgoing interface and then encapsulate these into data link PDUs and then physical layer information. For more comprehensive coverage of routing principles at the CCIE level, read the Certification Zone Study Guide titled Routing Principles and IOS Implementation Considerations by Howard Berkowitz. Take the 28-question study quiz and try the hands-on lab scenario at www.certificationzone.com.
This has been a selection from the Certification Zone audio presentation on routing principles. After logging in, paid subscribers can listen to the complete presentation. You can become a Certification Zone subscriber at www.certificationzone.com/join.